This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, November 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelling. Here's today's headlines. EU grapples with deforestation rule. Maha seen moving on from ag. And new Democratic coalition unveils rule agenda. European Union split on deforestation rule delay. The European Union's legislative and executive bodies are at odds over how to move forward with bringing deforestation regulations into effect. The rules were set to take effect at the end of the year. The European Commission floated a one-year delay for small companies in October. But EU member states yesterday endorsed a proposal to pause the regulation for another year for everyone. They also call for the Commission to find ways to simplify the regulation. But it's not just the Commission and member states that have competing issues on how to proceed. European Parliament, the EU's second legislative body, is also divided on how to proceed. A person familiar with the internal discussions told AgriPulse yesterday that the two potent vote blocks that make up more than a third of lawmakers want a two-year delay. The Progressive Alliance of Socialists and Democrats, which makes up about 20% of the lawmakers, is against stopping the clock on the regulations or reopening them for simplification, the person said. The parliament will try to reach a unified position during a plenary meeting slated for Tuesday, the person said. After that, it will have to work with the commission and member states to reconcile their positions. Maha's evolution to focus on science-backed policies is positive, experts say. The Make America Healthy Again movement remains a concern for the ag industry, but experts told the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention attendees that the movement's aggressive assault on agriculture has faded over the past year. I think there's a greater focus on the importance of science and risk-based policies and how these a greater focus on the economic consequences of departing from science and risk-based policies, explained John Bode, president and CEO of the Corn Refiners Association. Maha will likely always be tied to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., said Molly Van Loo. She's Vice President of Nutrition and Health Policy at the International Fresh Produce Association. However, she expects the movement's principles, which are largely bipartisan, to continue beyond the Trump administration. I think we are in a very kind of unique moment where the president recognized Maha as a populist movement prior to the election, Van Loo said. So I think we won't see it as it is today forever. But these issues, the fundamental issues, will be around as long as people care about them. New Democrats unveil rural revitalization agenda. The New Democrat Coalition, a group of 115 House Democrats, has released a broad rural revitalization agenda. It's focused on health care, hunger, economic development, and the digital divide. The agenda prepared by the coalition's Rural Revitalization Working Group and chaired by Representative Kim Schreier of Washington. Other members include Representative Jim Cost of California, April McLean Delaney of Maryland, Josh Riley of New York. The ambiguous agenda seeks to, quote, fight rural hunger by supporting federal nutrition programs, including by undoing harmful cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Other goals include undoing disastrous cuts to Medicaid and investing in programs to provide local foods to schools. The coalition's website says it aims to bridge the partisan divide with a solutions-oriented approach to the politics. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Dowd, ag needs to look beyond China. U.S. ag trade strategy is entering a new reality with or without tariffs. That was one of the messages from a session called Trade in Trump 2.0 at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention here in Kansas City, Missouri. National Milk Producers Federation President and CEO Greg Dowd says all the easy stuff on ag trade was done a long time ago. He said we have lived off of Chinese demand for U.S. agriculture products for about 25 years. Dowd served as chief agriculture negotiator in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative during the first Trump administration. Now he says it's time to move up the value chain and expand international markets for pork, poultry, and dairy. Meanwhile, U.S. Soy Export Council Chairperson Jana Fritz says there is still a great deal of opportunity for soybeans in China, but also a lot of uncertainty. Fritz says, quote, farmers are struggling and we're at a point where some of these things need to be finalized. The Trump administration says China's pledged to buy 12 million tons of soybeans by the end of the year. Since the week that President Donald Trump met with Chinese President Xi Jinping, confirmed purchases total about 1.4 million tons. Egg producers get greenhouse gas reporting tool. The American Egg Board is releasing a first-of-its-kind tool for reporting greenhouse gas emissions from egg production. The tool, announced in conjunction with this year's Sustainable Agriculture Summit, includes a survey based on the 40 most asked questions of producers when it comes to their practices and emissions. The tool also has a calculator for determining a producer's Scope 1 and Scope 2 emissions. The tool gives egg farmers a streamlined way to communicate their sustainability practices and demonstrate leadership in a changing marketplace. Just as importantly, it shows customers that America's egg farmers are committed to providing the information they need most, according to Emily Metz. She's president and CEO of the American Egg Board. WOTUS proposal published, kicking off the comment period. The public will have until January 5th to submit comments on the latest proposal to define waters of the U.S. under the Clean Water Act, which was published in the Federal Register. One of the issues EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers are seeking comment on is whether, quote, relatively permanent waters should be those that, quote, typically have standing or flowing water year-round, or that have standing or continuously flowing water at least seasonally. Typically, that's 3 months. Means formally joins the administration. Make America Healthy Again advocate Callie Means has officially joined the Trump administration as a senior advisor to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The HHS directory lists Means' position, which was first reported in the New York Times. Means co-founded a company called True Med that sells products including fitness equipment and supplements. Before becoming a senior advisor to Kennedy, Means was a special government employee and thus limited to 130 days of employment. Here's today's final word. I would say that the renewable fuel standard is the single greatest ag policy ever passed in D.C. in my lifetime. It's not the farm bill. It's the RFS. And I'm a corn and soybean farmer from about an hour from here on Missouri side. That's Andrew Brandt, U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council, speaking at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Annual Convention in Kansas City yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, November 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.